This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are the seventh seed in the AFC postseason, and they will be playing the second-seeded Kansas City Chiefs in a wild-card game on Sunday night. Yesterday, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger put himself in the headlines when he said to the media at a post-practice presser the following.
Probably 20-point underdogs, and we're going to the number one team that's, I know they're not the number one seed, but they're the number one team that's won the AFC the last 2 years. Arguably the best team in football. We don't have a chance. So let's just go in and play and have fun.
We don't have a chance. Let's just go in and play and have fun. And that didn't sit well with some of the Steelers, including running back Najee Harris, who had an Instagram post that he deleted. He put it up there. It was up there for a little while, so people got screen captures of it.
Yeah.
And the post is a photo of Roethlisberger in his uniform.
Uh-huh.
And the quote, what you just heard from Roethlisberger underneath his photo.
Yeah.
And then over the photo is the following. N-word, what? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. And it was N-word with an A at the end.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes it all okay, Rod.
Anyway,
as long as you're not a white guy.
He's deleted it. He's deleted it. I watched.
And I gotta say, I'm feeling you.
Now, I watched the whole 8 minutes that he was standing there talking to the media.
Was he being facetious?
I think that there's no way in hell he doesn't believe that they have an opportunity to win the game. He spent time talking about how I'm constantly telling the young guys that the game is magnified in the postseason. He's been to the postseason. This will be the 12th out of 18 times or whatever. He said, the more mistakes you make, he goes, the game's going to be decided by mistakes.
Yes.
You know, and you have to play, you know, it's cliche, mistake-free, whatever.
Right.
So he's saying all this stuff. He also talked about how he was on a roller coaster ride Sunday night, assuming that it was going to be easy watching that Chargers-Raiders game, because surely one team was just going to easily win the game.
Somebody's going to win,
And they go into overtime, and then that happens.
Yeah.
And so it didn't sound like a guy that is just happy to be in the postseason. What I think he was doing was not giving the Kansas City Chiefs any extra motivation whatsoever.
Right.
Basically, he was bowing down to them because by saying, well, I think we have a chance, they're back in their locker room going, are you out of your mind? They're 12, we're favored by 12 and a half here.
Yeah.
We should crush these guys. Yeah. And now this guy thinks he has a chance. Let's really hurt him.
Yeah, I just thought he was like taking the kind of media side of this. The people that laid the 12 and a half.
Yeah, no,
of course, we don't have a chance.
The nobody believes in us but us. I'm a Steelers
However,
fan, and I don't think
the
they're going to win.
As the leader of any team.
But it could happen.
I'm not ever going to publicly say my team's out of this.
Correct. Yeah, and I don't think he meant that. But anyway, some of the Steelers not happy. T.J. Watt, his teammate, lost his appeal yesterday. He appealed a play that he made against the Ravens, which would have given him the outright sack record. It happened in the first quarter of the game in which Tyler Huntley, the ball was snapped to Huntley of the Ravens, but it was snapped on the ground.
Yeah.
Huntley was in the shotgun position, botched snap. Huntley then realizing, I better get down, falls on top of the ball, but then realizes, I might be able to make a play, starts to get back up.
Uh-huh.
As he gets back up, T.J. Watt crushes him. The ball comes out. So the ruling is not a sack. The ruling is aborted play due to bad snap. Watt credited with tackle for a loss.
Okay, but it's not a sack.
No, and a forced fumble because at that point, the quarterback.
Because it's a broken.
To me,
ball
I
hit
know.
The ground.
Still
but
a quarterback.
It's the quarterback.
The quarterback
and he tries to make a play, so it's not aborted.
Yeah.
He still tried to turn it into something.
He did.
Yeah.
But anyway, and it's a shame because, again, T.J. Watt's tied with Michael Strahan of the Giants for that record, and Michael Strahan was given the record when Brett Favre just laid down for him. In Massachusetts, the Patriots were able to get a good practice in at Gillette Stadium ahead of their wild card game in Buffalo this Saturday against the Bills. After the practice, Bill Belichick, he's very chatty.
What are some of the benefits to you for practicing on the game field inside Gillette today?
It's not frozen.
Thanks.
Okay, you got it.
Now,
alrighty then.
I give you this, though. Bill Belichick, you know how he's always wearing, you always see him in the gray Patriots hoodie.
With the cut-off sleeves.
Cut-off sleeves. Yeah, did you see see what he was wearing yesterday?
No, I did not.
He was wearing, I had to look twice because I was like,
see.
Yeah. He was wearing a gray hoodie with cut-off sleeves, but it's not the Patriots logo. Instead, what does it read?
Danger Zone.
It's the Danger Zone Top Gun type logo.
Yes.
So he's wearing a Top Gun Danger Zone hoodie. Because if you're going to play the Patriots, that's where you're headed.
Yeah, and it's got something on the left sleeve, and I can't make it out.
I could blow it up and come back next hour. But
it's a fighter plane. It's
probably.
From Top Gun.
No, some writing. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, then. Yeah. One day after firing head coach Joe Judge, Giants co-owner John Mara met with the media. And if Joe Judge felt bad about being fired, listen to the question and then the answer. It's not the greatest audio, but you're going to be able to hear exactly what he said. This is really funny.
Hey, John, curious, is this your lowest moment in your association with the Giants? And is this as embarrassed as you've been about the franchise?
Honestly, I would have to say yes. Yes, it is. I kept thinking during the season that we had hit rock bottom, and then each week it got a little worse.
Oh, no.
I kept thinking we hit rock bottom. Okay, we hit rock bottom. We can't go. We have nowhere to go but up. But it kept happening.
Then you break out the shovels.
It never stopped.
Wow.
There you go. All right. Now, what I was saying earlier about we will see at least one upset this weekend, and I hate to say this. Because I know people are going to be like, you're just saying that because you don't like this team.
Right.
But I do like members of this team. Unfortunately, after crunching all the numbers, looking at all of the matchups, I think if you're going to bet on an upset, the 49ers are going to beat the Cowboys.
How dare you?
The Cowboys, they have lost to the Bucs, the Raiders, the Chiefs, and the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. The only playoff teams they've beaten are the Patriots and the Eagles. And the Eagles the other night, they were arresting a bunch of guys. They had 10 guys out with COVID. Their quarterback wasn't even playing. So I don't even think you can count that. In their last, they've won their last 5 out of 8, but those 5 wins are against the Saints, not in the playoffs. Washington twice, not in the playoffs. Giants suck. And then the Eagles. The 49ers, they've won their last 7 out of 9. And in those 7 wins, the Rams, they beat them twice, once in Los Angeles, once at home. And they also beat Cincinnati in Cincy. And you can make a case for Joe Burrow being, if he's not the MVP, he's the MVP of the AFC. The quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. Looking at everything, I know that some people are like, oh, the Raiders could upset Cincinnati. I don't think Cincinnati's losing this weekend. If I'm going to bet something, I'm going to take the 3 points and bet the Cowboys are going to lose. Because if it comes down to the coaches, if it's a close game, And a call has to be made.
Yeah. I know you hate the Cowboys.
Who do you got? Mike McCarthy or Kyle Shanahan? You take Shanahan every day of the week.
Shut up, Rod.
OnlyFans superstar Ava Louise, one of the girls you subscribe to, Rick. She was the woman who let everybody know that she and Antonio Brown got busy the night before.
She's the woman that licked the toilet seat of an airplane bathroom.
But she's also the woman that snuck into the hotel room of AB. He snuck her in the night before the game against the Jets and the night before his meltdown. Well, just so you know, it pays to be her. Yep. In the 3 days following her Instagram posts about getting busy with AB, her OnlyFans page has made $62,000 in 3 days.
Wow, that's good dough.
That is pretty good. Yep. And that is the NFL Report, sponsored by the great feeling you get from Methy Pebbles Cereal.
Hey there!
What the? Who are you?
Why, I'm Marty the Meth Mouse.
Marty the Meth Mouse? Listen, I've got to eat breakfast, so...
I know! That's why I'm here. Try my new Methy Pebbles.
Methy Pebbles?
That's right. Those sweet cereals will give you a nasty sugar rush, but my Methy Pebbles will keep you up for days.
Wow!
And Methy Pebbles are so tasty, once you take a bite, you won't be able to stop.
You're skinny.
I know. Methy Pebbles are low in calories. Why, I've lost 175 pounds in just 3 weeks. Have a bite.
Hey, these are great. I feel energized already. I'm so shaky. But why are these bugs crawling all over me?
Hey, can I have a bite?
Silly mouse, meth is for kids.
Come on.
Get your day started right with new Methy Pebbles.
Okay, for anybody who thought that was serious, it was a joke.
What? I can't get
thank
those.
You.
NBA action last night. The Chicago Bulls, the number one team in the Eastern Conference, two nights ago beat the Pistons by 46. They get pounded. They get pounded by the Nets, 138-112. Last night in D.C., the Wizards beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Knicks win again. They knocked off the Mavericks. And how about the team nobody cares about? Sacramento Kings. Nobody cares about them. They beat the Lakers last night, 125-116. In college hoops, Duke, number 8, knocked off Wake Forest. The UVA Cavaliers, by one bucket, beat Virginia Tech, 54-52. The Norfolk State Spartans are now 10-4 after an 80-51 beatdown of Delaware State. North Carolina AT&T knocked off Hampton and Longwood. The Longwood Woodies topped Radford.
Woods.
Yeah, 83-75 in overtime. And here's your fun fact.
Yeah.
This is a law in England. Under the Salmon Act law of 1986, it is an offense to handle a salmon while looking suspicious.
Like you're getting ready to mount the thing? Or like, what's going on here?
Clearly, you're up to no good with that salmon.
Are you about to skewer that salmon, sir?